We're going to wrap up this topic, put together a whole bunch of the sugyas that we learned, and go back all the way to the beginning and try to put it all together. So we discussed way back in the beginning, right after Sukkot, from Sukkot to Tu B'Shvat. Not bad. Yeah. So we talked in the beginning that the very first sugya was by chazaka of tashmishim, right? If you use someone's property, you get a chazaka in that, right? Like you have a gutter, you're using his property to dump your water or whatever, and he's amoicha. Can you get a chazaka on tashmishim? So we said, for the most part, if he's moich, you know, machloek is 3 years right away, but there's such a concept of chazaka and tashmishim. That's the first concept, and we spoke about that way back in Tishrei, okay, or right away. Then we discussed hezek re'ia, you know, when you're the privacy, and you're invading someone's privacy by looking over their property. Is that called nezik? And you have a tain on that? Don't you have a tain on that? And we said that even though it's a machlokes in the beginning of a basra, but that's a gabi chotzer, but a gabi looking into someone's house or from your house into someone's chotzer maybe is a problem. That was the other issue.
And it's worse to be in your house into somebody's chotzer.
And for sure into someone's house, yeah. And the third thing that we've been discussing lately is hachakas nezikin. It's something that you have in your property which damages the other guy's property. So we said you put salt in your property. The problem with salt is it makes the land acidic, and it will create a problem in the foundation of the other guy's house. Or we discussed the case of the chardal and the dvarim. He helped me prepare that sugya. Yeah, he helped, Menachem was preparing that sugya with us. So the sugya of chardal. So chardal is when you have mustard seeds which damage the other person's bees, because the bees come and eat the chardal, and then so the neighbor who puts the mustard seeds down is really damaging his neighbor's bee
production,
because now the bees are going to go ahead. Another case we discussed in the context of our chalkas nezikin control to get back to right now is if you have some sort of an industrial kitchen, and upstairs from you is a guy who has a storehouse. That's where he stores all his stuff, his wheat, his grains, and the heat of your ovens are going to spoil his grains. Are going to cause his grains to spoil. So, right. So we said in that case you have to machik your nezikin. Okay. Now we spoke about that we paskin, you only have to machik nezikin by giri delay. Giri delay means essentially somehow it's a direct hezek. It's not indirect. But the Rishonim mainly say that all cases of these that we're talking about is giri delay, except the one exception we said was trees and roots. That the roots are not considered giri delay because the roots grow afterwards.
The bees are considered giri delay?
The chardal is considered giri delay to the bees. Because we basically, according to Tosfos, we said giri delay means that it's you put down the davar hamazik. You put the davar mazik. Now, how it's mazik, we even said you could have a case of giri delay that's mazik through a groma. It's indirect hezek, but the mazik is here. Actually, ink in the tree, the mazik is not even here. The mazik is the roots. So there's no mazik that you put here.
Is this all according to even Rabbi Yossi?
Rabbi Yossi is the one that says you need giri delay, and that's what we pass away. Okay, and we passing in the giri delay. And then last week, the last yisoid that we put down was there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Okay, and Rava holds that you're not allowed to put down a davar hamazik. Let's go back to the salt case or the chardal case for that matter. But let's just
chardal case is where you plant chardal or the.
Yeah, somehow you have chardal growing. I don't know. Yeah, whatever it is. You plant it, you know.
So if you plant it, it doesn't take some time to grow it. How does that give you delay?
Well?
If you plant it, how is it? Let's say you plant it today. It's not going to flower for a couple of months.
I don't know exactly. Maybe you're keeping the tree there. I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
Still doing
right.
I'm buzzing now.
You're saying, what's the difference between the plant growing and the roots growing out? Okay, the Ramban discusses why Zeroim. Zeroim, like chardal, is different than the roots of a tree. He discusses that question. It's hard to be mad here exactly. Now, the point is like this. So the point is, well, let's take the case of the salt. So Abaye says the only time it's usher to put salt down is if the other guy has a wall there already. So you're directly with your giri making a mazik to the wall. But if the wall is not there yet, there's no davar hanizak, then the mazik is allowed to put down the salt because the wall's not even there yet. Rava argues on that, but the Tosfos and the Rosh say that Rava was chayzer, and Rava at the end of the maskana of the Gemara agrees to Abaye. And Rashi says Rava was not chayzer. Now, that why is it important to know if Rava was chayzer? Because we know that the rule is Abaye v'Rava, halach is like Rava. Okay, but at the end of the day, this is a machlokes. Let's assume we paskin that the halach is like Abaye because Rava was chayzer. So again, so that would mean that in most cases, if the davar hanizik, the thing which is getting damaged, is not there yet, you're allowed to put down your davar hamazik.
Let's say now he puts the thing there.
Ah, that's what we didn't get to yet, and that's where everything. That's where that question now brings it all together.
Right, because that's probably some of the case when you're, if it's not as a chazak, yeah. You get a chazak.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, because exactly, because now do I get a chazak on it? Right. What about Hezekriya? And now can you make me move? That's where everything comes together. Now, okay, so again, the question is, so let's assume I'm allowed to put salt down, I'm allowed to put a davar mazik down, I'm allowed to put a chardal down, I'm allowed to put anything down. If you didn't put your, you don't have there, have your item there yet, because now I'm not being mazik you.
It's not a davar mazik.
It's not a davar mazik. And it's very, especially if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, it's very hard to say it's giri.
Right?
Because one in giri, giri to what? There's nothing. Okay. Fine.
Isn't he the giri now?
Well, he's not being mazik me, but I'm just being mazik him.
But the totzah is, if you're going to have to move,
okay,
what you're putting is an inconvenience.
So if the mazik comes first, now it's chazah the halacha, al hanizik laharchik is atzmoy. Okay? So that would mean that even if he now puts down his wall, it's his responsibility. He's got to move his wall. If he doesn't move his wall, he's taking on himself any loss that happens based on the fact that he's going to get nizik from what I put here because I came here first. If I'm here first, then I have the right to remain here and he's got to move. And that's all. However, you have over here... right? And this is Mefurish, by the way. You see that in this first page. The first page of the copies is by a tanur. So the Ramah says... Let's say I have my bakery first. And then he goes ahead. He can't stop him. You can't stop me to make move my oven because now you decided later to put your storehouse there. Okay?
So is there a tashmishim?
No, and it's before Tashmishim. In general, I'm allowed to use my house for that purpose. Now, there are certain exceptions to this rule. Yeah. So the main exception is, if let's say what I put down is something which is unbearable or unreasonable to assume that anyone can live with that type of inyan. So for example, it's a lot of smoke, or it's a very bad smell, like a bisakise. Or basically those type of items.
Sound also, right?
It's very, very bad. It's very unreasonable. What's the shot? Because there, the tine is not move or not move. If I don't move, if the mazik doesn't move, then the nizak can't live there.
There's nothing.
It's not like he can protect himself. The whole idea is, look, the mazik will say, I'm here first. You don't like, you can't do the X, Y, and Z in your property. Okay, do it somewhere else. It's not my, but if you can't even live in your property, it's not a usable property because of what I'm doing, then the second guy has a taina and says, no, even though you were there first, you're allowed to move. And that's why we said last week, the halacha would be a big factory that produced a lot of smoke, was bought a property all the way out of the city limits. And now all of a sudden the city grows and grows and grows, and now neighbors move in within however many feet to the factory. Now they have a taina on the factory, the factory's got to move. Because the factory is producing so much smoke that it makes it impossible to live next to it, even though they were there first. In such a case, the even though the mazik was there first, the nizik now doesn't have to be marchik anymore because the nizik can't be marchik; he has no choice. So therefore, even though he came afterwards, the mazik would now have to move.
How's that similar to the case of like when you already have an established building and he moves onto the first one, not the second one. As opposed to the guy who's living outside the city limits, and people are buying property, and they bought
a
piece of property.
No, but here you're not producing smoke. I'm just making an oven. It's a reasonable oven. It's hot. It's creating heat. Okay. You could live there. The only thing you can't do is you can't make an oitzer there. Okay, so don't make your oitzer there. Make your oitzer somewhere else.
If prior to that, it was an industrial park. There were other industrial items that were there. They were using it for other things that were similar.
Okay.
They sold it off because he wants to build a building.
Okay, so.
Now the guy who's producing the smoke still has to move. Whereas the mice, it was usable for something else.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't unusable. It was usable for something else.
It sounds like there's not an exception. There's no exceptions to this.
Why? Who pays for this?
You don't have to move. They moved somewhere else. This guy was here prior. It's your knowledge. Your consent.
Yeah, because since the people have a right to live there, the mice.
They have a right to live anywhere. This guy's been here for years.
One thing if you have a house, and now I'm telling you, okay, listen, you could don't use your house for X, use it for Y. You know, don't make a, but I one guy doesn't have a time, the other one to say, don't live here at all.
I've been there for 30 years. You come now and you could say, how does that make sense?
Because what he's producing makes it impossible for the other guy to be there.
So move somewhere else. This is where he's been.
It's got to be barring any zoning laws, anything like, forget zoning laws and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved in zoning laws. I'm just saying in general, if what you're producing is something which makes it impossible for the other person to be there, even if you were there first.
Even those houses in years, all of a sudden they switched it to residential. Now this residential, the factory's
got to go. I think that's legally true too, by the way.
Who pays for this though?
Oh, it could be, by the way. I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Choshen, he says that the people moving in have to pay for the move of the factory.
That could be.
They have a tina that you have to move, but it could be they have to pay for the move.
You want to rent stabilized building, you want to kick people out, you have to pay for them, you have to buy them out.
So it could be that I saw in the Sefer Pesachei Choshen, he definitely has a tzad that even though you have a tina for them to move, it could be that you have to pay for that move, for the factory to move, you know, which obviously is going to end up being nakedai, you know, make a factory. Anyway, but that's one case. So under those circumstances, that would be an exception. Okay? Now, there's one other exception, which I think I brought over here in Sif Tezvav, which is the next page. Sif Tezvav says the following. Hakoitesh Charifos. If someone is grinding some sort of vegetable, whatever. And remember, this was a Gemara. Basically, he is Koitesh Charifos. And Charifos. So I have this press. I have a press. Okay, so the Gemara was he has a sesame oil press. So I guess he's making sesame oil out of sesame seeds. And you're creating a lot of vibrations. Now, Lemaisa, the vibrations are mazik the house. Harezim mazik b'chitzav. That's called giri delay. V'chayiv laharchik. So if you create those vibrations, so you have a mill, you have a press, and the house next door to you, the foundation is getting damaged, you got to move. Says the Rama, v'afilu nivne ha-chotzer, achar shebo ha-mazik l'kan. Even if the chotzer, look, I had a neighbor. The Gemara's case was that the neighbor was a poor guy, so he had a little tent over there. So these vibrations don't hurt the tent. All of a sudden, this guy won the lottery, and he decides to build himself a Gishmaka mansion. So now he built himself the mansion. All of a sudden, he realizes, well, what's going on over here? Why is my chandelier? Why is my $15,000 chandelier like moving? So he realizes that when this guy next door to me with the oil press. So the Gemara says he's allowed to shut down the oil press. He's allowed to tell the oil press guy.
And then pay him.
So in this case, much easier than the other case because they were neighbors before. Yeah. They were neighbors before, right?
So it's really coming out that living is more important than
So now the question is, we paskin like Abaye, that if the guy's there first, he's allowed to stay there. So why all of a sudden in this case is this an exception to that? That's what Rishonim ask. Rishonim ask this kasha.
Every time you grind.
Right. So the Rishonim say the fact that the Rishonim have different answers to this, okay? One answer is because the press apparently is not like, it wasn't like a installed piece of furniture. It was a movable item, so do it somewhere else. It's not like it has to be here. It's not kavua. That's one of the lashon. It's not a big tircha for the guy to move it.
What if it is?
According to that answer, then he would not have to move. If you go with that answer in the Rishonim.
What about the smokestacks?
What?
Kavua.
Okay, so according to that answer, it would be different. But, well, I don't know. No, because that's a different point. That's because it's an unmanageable Inyan, that's kutra. That's a different problem. This is manageable. I could live there. I could live there. That's not my problem. My problem is now you're damaging my chandelier. You're damaging my foundation with the vibrations. It's a different issue, right? What? I could live there. I don't mind. I could fall. The issue is not me living there. The issue is that it's damaging my stuff. So one answer is tircha. But there's another answer. And the answer is like this. That by the other cases we had, let's say I put my salt down. I put my salt down, it's a one-time thing, and now the salt being there is what's causing the damage. Over here, the fact that this rechaim is there, it's not what's causing the damage. What's causing the damage is that every day he does this new thing. So for example, we said, let's say you had a chatzar, you had an empty lot, and I was practicing, I made your backyard into my shooting range. So I'm like, you know, now you happen to build a house there. So I'm sorry, you know, I'm continuing my Sunday afternoon recreation, you know. I'm going to continue doing that. You can't do that because you're directly being mazik him. It wasn't just a schus that you had in your own property to go do what you're doing. You're affecting directly the other guy's property. So by doing that, you have no right to say, well, I was there yesterday. There yesterday has nothing to do with tomorrow. It's a new thing that you're doing every day. So that means that you're mazik him be a dayim. Once you're mazik, that's the nesiva says. The nesiva says that it's totally different than every other case we had. Because here, it's a new hezek every time. Okay? So once it's a new hezek every time, the fact that you did the hezek yesterday has nothing to do with tomorrow.
But yesterday wasn't hezek.
Yesterday it wasn't hezek, so right. I didn't mind. I didn't mind yesterday because I wasn't there. But now I built my house. And you say, well, listen, every Sunday for the last 10 years, I have my shooting range. I have my shooting practice outside. And I'm going straight through your yard. So the fact that you built a window now, I'm sorry, you know? Figure it out, make it bulletproof, you know? There's no such taina like that because what you're doing is you're using the other guy's property directly. You're being mazik him directly. It's not just what you're doing in your own property. Naftim is different. Naftim I'm baking. There's indirect. That's not a has to be a dime to your property.
Every time you turn the heat on, it's damaging slowly.
It's different. It's different. So now,
what about the salt?
No, because the salt is not a new thing. I put the salt down once.
You always put salt down?
No, basically the salt that I put there, and the salt that I put there is mazik, and even if I'm replenishing it, but it's really basically, it's not a new maisa every day. Once it's a new maisa every day of turning on the thing, right? So let's say the guy had a treadmill. Okay, your upstairs neighbor has a treadmill. You never minded the treadmill. Now all of a sudden you install a chandelier. And now the chandelier is shaking all over the place. So it could be that you can tell him to stop now. Because the fact that he did it, and you didn't mind, now you mind. And he has a schus. He has a schus to do it, but he doesn't have a schus to do something which directly affects you. He only has a schus to do things in his own property which indirectly affect you. And now, I can't tell him to move because I should move. But what should I do now? I put in this, you know, okay, now.
So let's do this. Can I give a practical case? Let's say there's a wedding hall, and then they build apartments under the wedding hall. Now, every night, they didn't do such a good job with the soundproof.
Right.
So every night, there's a wedding there.
So now there's banging and all that stuff.
Music,
right. So you're saying now that they
shut down that wedding hall?
Right, because they built.
Or do they have a right to kick you out?
Well, it depends. The easiest case would be that. Let's say it was a top floor of a building, and it was two owners. And now the guy in the downstairs, till now he used it as a warehouse, and he didn't care. And now he restructures his warehouse into apartments. Right. So according to this, he would be able to shut them down.
Who would be able to?
The apartment guy would be able to say to the wedding guy,
sorry
guy. Now you're affecting my apartment.
It
could be that I don't know if you could buy it al das to change. Maybe that's different because it gets involved in chazak. But if it's the same owner, let's just say it was the same owner. And I was using it for one use, one type of use. And that use, the fact that there was a wedding hall upstairs, did not affect that use.
Right.
And now it changed the use.
This
is the klal. This is a Mefurshe Gemara. This case. Now, you're saying it depends on the answer given. Because if the answer why the neighbor is allowed to close down the sesame oil press is because it's not kavua. Could be you don't have that here. But if it's because it's a new hezek every time, then probably you do have it here.
This sounds like a new hezek because it's a new wedding every night.
Right. So, yeah. You know,
and
it depends. You don't hear it. You're not going for this. You don't like this far. But no, so if it's a hezek biadayim, it could be that's a good example, right? That over there, according to the Teretz of the Nesivis, which he bases on Rishayim, then as long if it's a new hezek every time, it would be a problem. You'd be allowed to tell him to stop.
So it looks like coming out here that the living has more of a is more than someone's parnasa. That's
well, that's no? You have to get more specific. What's he doing wrong to you? Is he directly being mazik you? That's the question. The question is he directly doing new things every time and he's being mazik? If let's say he had a use there that's just, it's a passive type of use and just him being there bothers you. Okay, so he's allowed to be there. But if he's like now every day coming in with his new, you know, maybe that's different. Now, let's bring this back.
I'm just not sure. Why is it, let's say the bread oven is on all the time. Why, every morning it comes and turns on the fire.
So the night is new heat. Off.
Yeah, but the heat is not a mazik b'yadayim. Even if you spoil the stuff, it's only a grama could be. It's not a mazik b'yadayim like this. Now, let's take this back all the way to what we learned a different time, Negeah Hezek Re'iyah. Okay? So now we said, Legabe Hezek Re'iyah. So our case that we spoke way back when was if you have townhouses. You have townhouses that share a roof, and now one guy builds up. So now that the guy builds up, and theoretically someone could use their top of their roof. It's a flat roof. Someone could put a pool. Someone could do, you know, make barbecues up there. They could use their roof. So this guy builds up, and he has windows overlooking the guy's roof. So the guy didn't really care because at the time that he built his roof, his second story, the person with the lower story had not really been in, using his roof for anything. Now all of a sudden he decides he wants to build a pool. He wants to put a pool on his roof, or even more so, he wants to build up. And now if he's going to build up, he's going to block the other guy's windows. You're not allowed to block windows. So the whole question is chazaka. But the question is bechlal. Now the guy's gonna. Now the roof guy is gonna start using his chotzer. I want to put a pool up there. I decide I want to use it. So now the question is, do you have the same kind of conversation? Hold on. The window guy was there first, and at the time that he opened the window, there was no taina from his neighbor against him. Now, what's that? I have a pool now. I don't want you there. Is he allowed to shut him down? Is he allowed to tell him to move the window?
Yeah. The time we were discussing that,
I know. So, but I just want to do it in this context. So in this context, the halacha would be, the Ramah brings two opinions. But the Pashtur, Kveger, says that the Pashtus is like the opinion that Hezek Re'iyah is a new Hezek every time. The Hezek Re'iyah is not just the building, the window overlooking your property is not what's mazik you. The Hezek is that people are have the opportunity to look at you. So that's a new Hezek every time. So therefore he says, since it's a new Hezek every time, it's like the press. It's like the oil press. And the Gemara says that even though the oil press was there first, the guy who came second is allowed to shut down the oil press. So to hear, the guy who now wants to use his pool up there is allowed to force the person with the window to shut that window down, to close the window and open a window somewhere else. Because off the Hezek Re'iyah. Okay? Now, here's that's what Kveger says. That's the logic over there. Because it's a new Hezek every time. Now, well, what's the problem?
I thought we just passed like that because if he gets up to 3 years or chazaka, it could be monks again right away.
So the rush says there's no chazaka because you can't stop him. Since you can't stop him, so there's no chazaka because the whole chazaka is I didn't stop you for 3 years. I wasn't allowed to stop you anyway. Okay. But here's the question. This is what I want to get to now. But the question is. But the question is like this. Let's call Reuven the guy with the pool and Shimon the guy with the window. When Shimon now builds a second floor and he's about to open the window onto Reuven's roof, is Reuven allowed to stop Shimon now by saying the following taina? Listen, right now I don't have money for a swimming pool. I don't have money for a pool. But one day, if it's Hashem, Abish is a helfin, I'll have the opportunity to build a swimming pool. So now, I don't want to now go through a headache of having to make you shut down your window, go to Bez Din, whole thing. I'm interested. I don't want you to build your window now because I have a taina that later, once I build the pool, I'm not going to want you to be there. So I don't want you to be there first. And what then you could say that about the oil press? The case of the oil press. Is the guy allowed to tell the, listen, I live in a tent right now, but you're about to open an oil press. If I ever win the lottery and build myself a house, that oil press is going to get in my way. I don't want you to build your oil press there. Because I don't want you, I don't want to go through this. So the emes is that in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if I printed it, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings two opinions about that. But the Ikra Halacha is like the Rabbeinu Yonah, like the Ramban, that you're actually allowed to stop him in the first place.
Before he even does it.
In the case of the window. In the case of the window. No, no. In the case of the window.
Because of maybe in the future.
In the case of the window, if I have my property, which makes a lot of sense, you're building a second floor. I don't want you to build a second floor. Maybe I'm going to want a pool there. Maybe I'm going to want to sell my house to a vacationer that's going to want to build a pool there. I don't want you to build a second floor. I'm not interested. If I build a pool, I could stop you then. If I build a pool, I could stop you then. Doesn't matter. I don't want to get into this whole schmooze right now. I don't want to get into this whole din later. And Mimela, I'm allowed to stop you now by the case of the window.
The taina is, what's the taina?
The taina is Dina Vadina. Any rights to the makeup. Any rights to the makeup only Dina Vadina. I don't want to have to tercha going to Bezdin.
Okay.
So the future. So now we remember all the steps we took. The first step is that really, if the nizik is not there, the mazik is allowed to go.
There's no mazik.
And even if the nizik then builds his item, the mazik is allowed to stay there. However, if the mazik is a mazik biyadayim, or it's a new type of mazik every day, then once the nizik comes, he's allowed to close down the mazik, like in the case of the press. Now we're taking it all the way back and say, wait a second, since if the nizik is going to build there, the mazik is going to have to close it down, it could be that the lechatchila is allowed to tell him, I don't want you to come. So, what's Allah? And by the case of the window, you're allowed to do that. So Frekta Nesivis, why is this halacha only mentioned in the case of the window? In the case of the window, that means that the Shimon, who wants to build the second floor, is allowed to, Reuven has a tain on him to say, I don't want you to build that window because you're overlooking my chatzah, which eventually I want to end up using in a way that window is going to bother me, so I'm allowed to stop you now. Why isn't that mentioned anywhere regarding all the other cases that we talked about, by the oil press, by these other cases? Why isn't it mentioned? So now we go back to the svar we mentioned all the way in the beginning. It says the Nesivis, unbelievable vart. And this wraps it all up. It says the Nesivis like this. Remember we learned way back when that the svar of chaloinais, when you have a chaloin, when you have a window, so what's the idea of the window? Is the svar like an oil press? An oil press, I'm using my property in the way I want to use my property. So I'm using my, I have nothing to do with you really. Really, everything I'm doing is 100% in my own property. Just, it affects, it has a side indirect effect to your property, indirect. The case of the window, the Rashba says, is not that way. The Rashba says, the function of window is not using your own property. Really, the window is that you're using the other guy's property. You're using the other guy's property to give you light. So you're using his airspace, essentially. The Rashba says that the idea of a window is that you're coming onto the other guy's property. So really, every time you open a window, and now you're taking air and light from the other guy's property, he should be allowed to stop you. It's like I should, you know, I can't run my electric into your meter and say like, okay, listen, I'm turning on my lights. You pay for it. You can't do that. Why am I allowed to use your sunlight? So the answer is, what's the obvious answer?
Your sunlight.
Because what do you care if I use your sunlight? It's not going to take away from you.
It's not your sunlight.
It's sunlight that's over your property. It's your airspace. It's your airspace, right? Yeah. So I'm really using your airspace, the Rashba says. But it's not a problem because then in of Zalei Chaser.
You might not get light that's the most geschmack light, but if you build a 20-story building here, light's still going to come in through that window.
No, it's not.
Are we actually talking about the sun rays? Like
the sunlight, the whole idea, the sunlight, the air, also the windows. First of all, Will. Second of all, you also get wind, you get air. I'm coming onto your whole airspace, right? That's the whole. These hotel issues are mice and b'chayim, right?
We could take you to New York City to see what's
go to Brooklyn where, like, you know, if you go to Brooklyn where it's like if you need a mezuzah, you just open your window and you all three of you together, you know? So Lamaisa, the Rashba says, really, a window is not a use of your own property. A window is really the use of the other guy's property. So why isn't he allowed to stop you always? Because then Zenen Zalei Chaser. So Zuck the Nasivis, Zenen Zalei Chaser. What's that? Now I am Chaser. Because since I don't want the headache of having, not the Zagria, it's even the possibility of having to go to court. Since Lamaisa, I don't want to have to deal with you in 10 years from now when I build a pool, so you can't tell me that I'm not being chassid, that I'm a sadoimi because I don't want you to open your window. No, I don't want you to open the window because I have a reason why not. So Mamela, that's midasdoim is the reason why I'm allowed to stop you now. But if I'm doing everything I want to do in my own property, I have an oil press on my property. I'm minding my own business. The fact that I'm not coming onto your property, I'm not using your property at all, is just that it's mazik you. Okay, so when it's mazik you, you tell me to move. But before it's mazik me, before it's mazik you, you can't tell me to move. So this is the maskana sadvar.
You say, I don't want the future to tell you, why is he doing the chandelier? In the future, I want to build a big house with a chandelier, and I don't want to go to the basement and tell you
something. Because your treadmill that you're doing is a completely your own property. You're not using my property at all. You're not using my chandelier. So you're doing it in your property. Teretz is you're being mazik me. Okay, so when you're mazik me, I'll take care of it. Why should I stop now? Why should I stop now? You don't have a chandelier yet. But Mashiki, in the airspace, 1 second, you're using my airspace. Yeah, but what do you care? I care because I don't want to have the headache later. So Mamela,
right? Even if you build without windows, you still affect the airspace with the sunlight and things like that also. So if you don't, even though there's no windows, you still build up. Right? Because the issues...
So let him build up and have the window somewhere else.
Right, but I'm saying, but isn't building up still a problem?
He'll ruin your sunlight?
You can't build a wall to block it.
No, but that's his own property.
Even though it's going to affect the...
He's allowed to build in his own property. That's something he's doing in his own property. I can't stop it.
He's not eating your light.
I don't have my light yet. I didn't build up my second floor yet.
You say the other way. Let's say the guy who's building up now, this guy is going to be damaged by the lacking sunlight.
Yeah, no, he's not. He doesn't have anything there. He's not using that area.
He's going to want the sunlight first.
Yeah, but the guy's taking his own back into his own property that he's allowed to.
His own sunlight.
Right. Uh-huh. He's keeping his own sunlight. That's okay. So the maskana sadavar is, if we take it all together, is that on something which basically the two neighbors that we paskin that if the davar nizik, the thing which is being damaged, is not there yet, then the mazik is allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. If the nizik then comes, it depends. That if the nizik then comes and the mazik is doing it be a dime, he's like shooting him straight every day, you know, then maybe you're allowed to stop him from doing that. Otherwise, he has no taina. And in the case of a chakas of nizikin, of re'ia, you're even allowed to stop him mitchila. So, practically speaking, if your neighbor starts building a second story, it's very possible that la'alacha, you'd be allowed to stop him and say, I don't want you to do that. What?
Like the house we have here, it was like, so if it's my house overlooks two people's pools, if I wanted to build a second story, I got dollar fucking plus.
That's only Lagabi the sunlight, but Lagabi the Hezek Re'ia, it could be still being mazik them.
So how far is the...
The only limitation for that is if he has other people that are looking at him anyway. So if he has other people there anyway, so then the fact that I'm there too doesn't matter.
It's like in between. Let's say that's in between, or even if it's on the other side.
Huh?
In between, or it's on the other side.
It says Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. I don't know. My stomach's on the same side.
Let's say I'm on one side with my second story window. On behind him, also the second story window.
Maybe that's different because he could build one felt to block him.
Fine.
All right. So
when does Rabbi